This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. Many parts of residential Richmond are food deserts, with grocery stores rare or non-existent. The city has also faced a rash of foreclosures, and vacant lots owned by absentee landlords often become targets for illegal dumping. Over the past few years, some residents have been addressing both of these problems with one potential solution: urban farming. Now the city government is getting involved with a new draft ordinance on urban agriculture. KALW's Mary Reese has more.
A vibrant mural announces Happy Lot Farm and Garden to visitors and anyone passing by. A greenhouse stands in the middle of the lot, and an improvised chicken coop occupies one corner. The trees and raspberry beds that head farmer Andromeda Brooks and her farm volunteers planted here a few years ago are now bearing fruit, and anyone who chips in gets to take home some of the harvest. Brooks started Happy Lot almost 3 years ago as a community project to improve the neighborhood's morale.
I sit back and giggle when people say people want to get back to farming and growing their own food, and I never left. I mean, that was my nature.
She's worked hard to carve this farm out of the vacant lot next to her house, and that work is paying off, sometimes in surprising ways. Take the colony of bees she established just last year. When an expert beekeeper came to harvest the honey, he warned her not to expect too much from a young colony. Then they opened the hive.
And he was, "Holy smokes, what did you do?" And I always say, "Nothing." So, we got a gallon of honey and was able to distribute it to a lot of people.
Brooks foots the bill for the water all herself, hooking up a 100-foot-long hose to the spigot on her house next door. It's her biggest expense in running the farm. So for now, she's collecting rainwater and looking for alternatives.
I could see a well out here. We have a pretty high water table this close to the water shore.
But drilling a well requires a permit, and Brooks is in a legal gray area when it comes to the lot her farm sits on. As far as permission to use the land, she has only a memorandum of understanding with Self-Sustaining Communities, a nonprofit that leases various plots from the city. But according to the nonprofit, the city never officially wrote up the lease for Happy Lot Farm and Garden. So Brooks would rather keep a low profile.
It's like sticking your finger in the pond. Is this going to be the one ripple that makes them want to say, "That's it"?
It's bugging me. I know it's good sometimes, but it's the purveyor of snails.
Further east, near 6th Street, Doya Robinson is showing me around a two-block stretch of the Richmond Greenway, a former railway bed turned city park and bike trail. 6 years ago, her nonprofit, Urban Tilth, started planting a community garden here.
We have fruit trees and pollinators on the north side of the bike trail.
Robinson is executive director of Urban Tilth, which runs 13 community gardens around Richmond. Today, the second Saturday of the month, volunteers are preparing some of the beds for planting. Robinson explains that the water at this garden is paid for by the city because the Richmond Greenway is city land. And it turns out that watering fruits and vegetables here takes less water than sprinkling lawns.
It's way cheaper for us to use drip in the beds than if they had to water a bunch of grass. They actually put in irrigation lines, so there's irrigation lines in the whole 42-block-long stretch.
Still, the legal status of these farming projects is uncertain.
Technically, the way that the zoning in Richmond is right now, all of the use of vacant lots or, you know, front yards or city parks for growing food is illegal. That's the way that our planning department reads the code. You know, if it isn't explicitly allowed, it's not allowed.
Proposed local legislation may soon change that. Richmond City Council member Tom Butt and the staff at City Hall have drafted an urban agriculture ordinance that would define what kind of plant and animal raising is allowed and where in the city. It would also permit urban gardeners to sell their produce at temporary farm stands if they have a city business license.
It mainly provides a way that people can create urban farms or do urban gardening on a larger scale than just a backyard garden, and make it legal.
Richmond's general plan is based on a guideline called Health in All Policies, That means the city must evaluate every proposed law for how it will affect the health of the people who live or work in Richmond. Councilmember Butt says many people in Richmond don't get enough fruits and vegetables.
People depend on small markets that are scattered all around town, and some of them are actually more liquor stores and other types of outlets than they are grocery stores. They don't have a lot of healthy food available.
And Butt says making empty lots productive is another plus for the health of Richmond residents.
It becomes an asset to the community. It's an area where people are growing healthy food, and they not only are providing that food to the community, but oftentimes there are community people involved in it.
Okay, I don't know if we are doing this right, but we're doing our best. Or at least this side looks very different from your side, so...
More and more people in Richmond are getting involved with projects like Urban Tilth and Happy Lot Farm. And it's not limited just to gardening. Urban Tilth's Doria Robinson says a bike mechanic shows up every second Saturday at the Greenway to fix the gardening volunteers' bikes for free.
It's an awesome service. You know, we don't have a bike shop in Richmond, so they're here to do that, volunteer bike mechanics.
Meanwhile, the weeds in the berry beds have grabbed Robinson's attention.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
And Robinson doesn't only get her hands into the dirt. When the first draft of the ordinance didn't allow gardens near large apartment buildings, Robinson and other community advocates dug into city politics, too.
There are some concerns about bees and animals and whether or not you should have community gardens and high-density living spaces, which for me is like a no-brainer. Of course you should. That's where you need them most because people don't have access to land.
The revised ordinance now allows small community gardens near dense apartment buildings. And that may expose even more people to the fun of digging in the dirt.
That is the largest radish plant I've ever seen.
In Richmond, I'm Mary Reese for Cross Currents.
The full city council is expected to take a closer look at changing the law in September. Tell us what you think about urban gardens. How do you keep your green thumb in the city? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.